Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hollywood news and gossip.
Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, it is 7-Eleven. Again, I will tell you, since it's 7-Eleven, you need to get your free Slurpee.
I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to get a cherry.
That's a good one. I like the blue one.
You like the blue? I don't care for the blue. No, I'm more of the cherry. I'll take the cherry. I even like the cola.
Yeah. Now, do you put the dome lid on and then fill it up with the dome lid on, or do you just put it at, like, cup level and then put the dome lid on?
No. You get every stinking bite you can get.
Yes, you do.
You put the dome on and you fill it all the way up the hole out the dome.
Yep.
And then suck it off the top.
And then you go like this. Oh, my God, my head.
Yeah.
Oh! Yeah. So I heard a way to stop the brain freeze.
Okay.
Okay, so when you start to feel a brain freeze, put your tongue at the roof of your mouth and it'll stop it.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like that?
Mm.
And it'll stop it?
It'll stop it.
It also makes you talk like Kermit the Frog.
No, it doesn't.
Kind of, sort of.
No, it's not working.
Okay.
You know, when you go to 7-Eleven, have you ever tried this on 7-Eleven? 7-Eleven being July 11th, get it? Have you ever tried to get the free Slurpee?
Uh-uh.
I'm wondering how it works. Do you get just whatever size you want? Do you get the small?
Go to Cheapskate.
Oh, let's go to him. Free as me is standing by. Hey, producer, free as me.
Yes.
How does it work?
How does it work?
Well, you go right on in there and you say, I would like to have a free Slurpee, please. And they say you stand right in line, and then you go ahead and get yourself the free Slurpee. I believe it's not the biggest one. It's the 12-ounce one, I think.
12 ounces?
It's the little guy.
As a little guy?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Man.
I bet they hate their job today.
Yeah.
Just filling up that damn Slurpee machine all day long, getting all blue and just red crap all over you.
Look, I know some people that I stop into 7-Eleven quite often, to be honest. And I think when they show up to work this morning, I don't even think they're going to know it's 7-Eleven. You get a free Slurpee. I don't even think the word's gotten around to them yet.
They seem
oblivious sometimes.
I bet they know.
You think so?
Yeah, I bet they know.
Like, hey, it's 7-Eleven. Can I get my free Slurpee? It's like, get the hell out of here.
They have a very special birthday cup. It's like 12 ounces. Somebody said, no, it's 7.11 ounces. They give you a little cup.
Little cup.
Yeah. Little tiny, tiny cup.
That's why you want to have several. You want to hit several 7-Elevens.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
Like, there's three on my way home. So, we'll go ahead and have one.
Did you get your Chick-fil-A yesterday?
No. I didn't leave the house.
Oh, you went to Sonic.
I went to Sonic.
Oh, I saw your Sonic. I felt like that was my fault.
I think it was.
Yeah.
It started early, and it just never left.
Yeah, once you get it in your head.
Yeah, and the Chick-fil-A just wasn't as powerful as the Sonic.
The Sonic.
And so when we left here, boop.
All right, a couple of things. First of all, everybody's talking about George Clooney and his car accident. Woo. Well, it's a scooter accident. It was crazy. And we put the footage, yes, you can actually see footage of him flying 20 feet in the air on our Facebook page. So go there. I think we have a little news article about it, do we?
George, for me!
American actor and director George Clooney was reportedly injured in Italy on Tuesday. Italy's Key magazine reported that Clooney was leaving his hotel on the island of Sardinia on a scooter when he crashed into a small truck. State news agency ANSA said he was taken to a hospital and later discharged with a slight contusion on his knee.
You know, they got that all wrong. He didn't hit a truck.
No, it was a Mercedes.
It was a Mercedes-Benz.
Fake news.
Yeah, it was a Mercedes. We saw it, and his head bashed right into the window.
Yeah. It's a bad accident.
It is a bad accident.
He's lucky that he's not really maimed on this thing, because he hit that thing head on, and they're saying 60 miles per hour. I know the bike in front of him, the scooter, that misses the Mercedes, he's zooming, isn't he?
He is, yeah.
I mean, he's like in and out of the picture, like zoom. And if George is doing the same speed, which you got to figure they're close, then I don't know how this guy didn't get hurt more.
Do we have a mandatory helmet law in Colorado?
No.
Well, let me tell you something, you neat people that decide not to put your helmet on. They say that helmet saved his life. It broke in half.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it busted.
Wow. You figure he's got a concussion from that at least, right?
Oh, yeah, you'd think. Well, they had a CAT scan and his brain was fine.
No, he's Batman.
No, he's Batman.
No, he's not going to get a concussion. Batman doesn't get concussions.
What
they don't even get scrapes.
What was I thinking?
He goes into the arms of a mall and he's back out again.
He's the Dark
Today,
Knight.
He's riding probably.
Somebody said, yeah, they at 7-Eleven, they give you small cups, but bring in your gigantic cup. They don't say a word.
Oh, you got your big one.
I would feel scared.
Nah.
I would feel scared.
They don't watch. I do know that.
So here's the funny thing is that my son, as an unaccompanied minor, it's $150 for him to fly by himself because he's only 12. But if he was 15, it'd be free. He wouldn't have to pay that charge. So people tell me to lie about his age and that they don't check it.
That works.
But I'd be so afraid. I mean, he's out there all by himself.
How are they going to check it?
I don't know, because that's what they said. He doesn't have ID.
No.
How is he going to prove that that's wrong?
Yeah.
That's a great
So
point.
I could have avoided the $150 fee
from
Telluride.
Way to go.
How dumb is that?
Yeah.
On top of the $300 it costs.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's not cheap to get your kid back from Telluride. Anyway, I was just thinking about all those little secrets that people know like that. Bring in your own cup.
Yeah.
Lie about your kid's age.
Yeah.
Dang.
Add weight to his backpack.
Yes, we can zip line. Maybe we did that. So he doesn't get stuck.
The tricks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
Gotta do.
You know what? We should come up with a manual.
Yeah.
I feel like probably somebody already has one.
Yeah, I feel like you can find it online.
Yeah, that's probably. Okay, anyway, somebody said, yeah, what about when you mentioned yesterday, Jamie, go to the takeout parking spot? Nobody will tow you.
Yeah, I don't know if I take my chances on that one.
Cheesecake Factory, you got to park
I
there.
I think there are some police out there,
it doesn't
some
say
restaurant
towing.
Police.
It doesn't say towing. It says Cheesecake Factory, 10-minute pickup parking. No tow it. It doesn't say tow. We'll tow you.
What they if don't I, have to say it.
But I'm picking up some bread to take home later.
Just saying.
What if you eat inside and then get a cheesecake to go?
All you got to do is be towed once.
Yeah.
Once. And see what happens. It cost you a fortune.
It's horrible.
It sucks.
Well, maybe if you two little illegals.
You're the one parking illegally.
But I'm not breaking the law.
We've learned our lessons.
Anyway, all right, what else do I have for you? I told you 21 Pilots released their new song, and I'm not sure about it, friends. It's about a jumpsuit. And
jumpsuit.
Yeah.
Busting off my jumpsuit.
Maybe they're ahead of the curve. Maybe we don't even realize it, but jumpsuits are about to be back in.
Oh. Well, they are. What's that thing called? Like it's, you know.
Romper.
The romper. Yeah. They meant romper.
Maybe that's it.
21 Pilots.
Everything, you know, goes out of style, comes back.
Yeah, for
goes
sure.
out, comes back.
Romper. I don't know. So they released their new song, 21 Pilots did, and that's it. So I don't even know. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, yeah. Drake has beaten the Beatles on the Billboard. How they beaten them? I forgot. Like, what is it, huh?
The Billboard Top 100 songs. The top 10, yesterday's top 10. Drake holds 7 of the top 10 positions. 70% of the chart of the top 10 is all Drake. No other artist has ever done it.
That's pretty good, buddy.
The Beatles had, I think, 6 at one time. And Drake beats. Now, if you think about this, though, you know, people like Elton John and Michael Jackson and Madonna, whatever, just naming, none of them have been able to do this. Nobody.
But Drake.
Drake. A Canadian.
And a weird dancer.
Yeah, Drake.
Iggy Azalea talks about Demi Lovato's relapse. Here it is.
I know. I had known about it as a close friend. Sure. So I had really wanted for her to be the one to tell people that. Mm-hmm. And I just was really proud of her that she was honest, because it's really hard to be honest with yourself. Mm-hmm. So to be honest with mm-hmm. the whole world about something that you've struggled with very publicly, I think sure. that it's very admirable. Sure. And I was very proud of her to see her write that song and put it out.
I think it was dumb. Sorry, Iggy, but I think it's dumb. I really do. I tell you, when you know the Demi story of what she's gone through and how she tried to get sober.
6 years.
And stayed that way for 6 years. And then when you listen to that sober song, it's kind of depressing in a way.
I'm not sober, yeah.
It makes you kind of sad. It's not even fun to listen to, I don't think.
It's very raw.
Well, I'm just saying.
It's very raw. Oh,
yeah. It took courage to write that song.
It's very real.
It's like, do we have it over here?
Yeah, the hook's in there.
It's very raw.
It's
and
heavy.
Here we go. All right.
Mama, I'm so sorry. I'm not sober anymore.
Oh, this is fun.
Daddy, please forgive me for the drink spilled on the floor.
Oh.
So never left me. We've been down this road before.
Yeah, a so few times.
Sorry. I'm not sober anymore.
Okay, all right. I'm
telling you, I couldn't sit and listen to that thing on my iPod.
Yeah, that's not a pick-me-up fun
no,
song.
No, it's not. And the way she handled that.
Yeah. Oh, well, who are we to judge?
Yeah, who are we?
Who are we to judge?
Who are we?
Now I'm going to be freaking out about this. Did you see this? A woman, she blew her nose and she broke her eye socket.
Yeah.
What in the hell?
Well, the moral to the story is don't blow your nose.
Pick it.
Ew. You can't.
Sean, are you high? You've cackled a couple of times today. Are you okay?
I forgot my mic was off.
Oh, it's hump day, hemp day.
Oh!
That's right.
You're on to me.
I keep forgetting. Wednesdays.
Anyway, a woman in Great Britain blew her nose so hard she fractured a bone in her left eye socket. Oh. She lost vision of both her eyes. 2 hours later, they did a thing. She started bleeding out of her eyeballs. Now I'm not going to blow my nose. You know how I am about these like stories.
I think that's kind of rare.
Oh, you're always going to think about it, aren't you?
Probably not.
You don't? I will.
I probably won't.
I will.
Because, you know, I'm not going to start to sneeze and all of a sudden panic that I'm going to blow up my eyeball.
I am. So I'll be like, ooh. It's you. Marilyn Manson, I guess he's in a fight with the Avenged Sevenfold. They are the opening act of his show and his tour. And during the song, he was singing and he saw a fan in an Avenged Sevenfold t-shirt. And he told him to take it off. Here's the audio.
You should take your shirt off. It's not my band. It's a different band. You can wear the flag instead of the shirt. No, take the shirt off.
Everybody's like, hey, what are you doing? That's your opening act. So I guess they're all in a fight.
We're all.
And Justin Bieber is getting some... No, Timberlake. Dang, got it.
Justin Timberlake.
Timberlake is getting some crap because he said it's coming home. Listen.
Somebody told me the first time I came here that I became an honorary Brit, so...
He's a Brit.
By the way, England's got it going on with the Wimbledon and your World Cup. They're on fire.
Yeah. I kind of want England to win today, but I kind of don't want them to. Because they get so pompous when they win.
They haven't won in a long time, since like 90.
They've been winning for the past few weeks is what I mean. Oh, they get all crazy and they start jumping on beds at IKEA. And that just, it kind of turns me off.
Turns me on.
But I don't have a lot to pull for with Croatia, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't feel like you have any ties to...
I don't really have any ties.
Do you have any Croatian friends?
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Do you have one Croatian friend?
Not one, Jamie. Yeah. Not that I know of. And if I have England against France, I got to pull for England. I can't stand the French. So you know, I'm torn today.
This is going to be shocking news to you, and I hate to break it to you, but IHOP has admitted that they faked changing their name to IHOB.
Really?
Seriously. Nobody thought you changed it to IHOB.
Jamie, I drive by the IHOP near my house every day to see when they're going to change that sign.
Nobody.
Bought into it.
You did not.
I did.
Are you lying?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It says IHOP is wanting everybody to know. Yes, they did. They faked the controversial name change to promote a new burger. They would never turn back on their pancakes. And they faked it. I think we know that, okay? I feel like they're calling us dumb.
I think they're double dipping. I think they're trying to get more publicity just by announcing this part, too. Because I don't think the burger thing worked.
Yeah, I don't.
I've not had anyone come up to me over the past couple of weeks and tell me how delicious the IHOP burger is.
I haven't heard of anybody going there for that.
We're all over Twitter. You and I both. Yeah. Have you seen IHOP? Anybody saying, hey, oh, my God. Thank God they told me about the burger because it's delicious. Not one word.
No.
I don't think it worked.
Did anybody even have one at all the planet?
I don't know. I didn't.
I didn't either. All right. And then finally for you. This is BJ. I don't know why this is his trigger. He has this thing that triggers him. And I don't know why it triggers him, but it does.
Don't trigger me.
I've got to trigger you.
Don't trigger me.
American Airlines now is getting rid of their plastic straws.
Oh, my God. This whole plastic thing. And the straws. Oh, the straws are a problem. Look at all the bottled waters out there.
The airline says that the straws alone, this is crazy, the straws alone will eliminate more than 71,000 pounds of plastic a year.
Ooh,
that's crazy.
Man. What about gallon jugs that you put milk in?
Those are cardboard.
Yeah, they're jugs. They're plastic,
they're
Jamie.
Recycled.
Psh, yeah, right. They end up at the dump. The straws, this whole straw thing throughout the country is absolutely ludicrous. It's ludicrous.
No, I'm going to tell you this. 71,000 pounds of plastic by eliminating a tiny little straw is brilliant.
Yeah, it's brilliant. All the plastic out there. And we're picking on the straw.
Okay,
why don't you get... Let me say this. Today is 7-Eleven Day. Go get your Slurpee and don't get a straw. See how difficult it's going to be. Okay, thank you very much.
Wow.
They're still going to have straws. They're just going to be paper straws.
Not today.
Or bamboo.
Not today.
7-Eleven won't do that. I know 7-Eleven. They're not going to get rid of the plastic straw.
And the dome is plastic.
You can count on it. Well, some of the cups, too, are all plastic. A few are paper, but if you get a large, big gulp soda, plastic. It's all plastic.
Okay, Grumpy Santa.
Well, you know it triggers me.
Yes, God. All right, there you go. Devil Trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.